I think Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. Lions NFL insider standing by from Detroit. And Michael, what do you, NFL's watching this baseball situation, especially I think here over the next week, is going to be very important for sports not in a bubble.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think also they're going to see if this is one team, one isolated team that's gotten off the rails, or if it's a, and what impact they've had on the others, you know, the Phillies and whoever else they've played or going to play. And I think they'll monitor that. Obviously, they'll monitor that to see if that's what it is, or if there's a larger problem around the league with other teams that the same thing happening to. My guess is that it, actually, my guess is I don't know, but I, as of right this minute, it seems like a one-team thing. However, the Washington Nationals, I just was listening on the radio a couple hours ago, and the players apparently, by a show of hands, voted they do not want to play in Miami their three-game series next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yep. So yep. It's a dilemma, you know, and I don't know what, I don't, you know, it's certainly not something that the commissioner created, something that the team created. I don't know how he gets out of it. I really don't.
Yeah, the clubhouse, I was really surprised to hear that baseball teams were actually using the clubhouse, and with all the space they have at a stadium now with no fans, that they didn't do individual mini cubicles or even RVs out in the parking lot, that they didn't do something that would keep everybody separated. I'm serious.
Yeah, I understand that, and I think other teams have. I saw this, look, I don't know this for a fact, but I saw this on TV a couple of weeks ago in one of the Major League Baseball, I think it was the MLB Network, that the Boston Red Sox, since they have no fans, have converted some of their
right.
suites into lockers for the players.
Now, I saw that.
What's happened here in Detroit. From what I've seen, there appears to be enough room here in Detroit at Comerica Park for the players to spread out. I saw, you know, I was watching one of the shows again this morning, and one of the analysts, a former player, Perez, Tony Perez's son, I think he's really, really good, really, really sharp. He says, look, I see players putting their fingers in their mouth to throw the ball. I see too many high fives, too many hugs. He says, you've got to discipline yourself for 2 months. And I agree with him. It's hard to do. That one of the hardest things for a coach to defeat in coaching in any sport is human nature, but you have to do it.
What's the latest on the Lions now? Training camp week, their safety precautions. I know at DetroitLions.com, Rod Wood offered a tour of practice facility adjustments. What stands out? Obviously, COVID-19 makes everything different, but for the players reporting and the coaches at Allen Park, what are the different things they'll see immediately?
Well, you know, what really stands out for me, and I'm glad you asked, because I was going through some of this stuff knowing I'd be on, and I remember how training camp, the start of training camp used to be just, it was just an electric atmosphere with the players coming in their cars. You'd see them going to the dorms and carrying bags of clothes and stuff like that. Some guys would have a television set, some guys a stereo, you know, whatever. And I'm going back in time a little bit, back to like Oakland University and so on. Now they're going in for, I think they reported it today, and the first 4 days they'll have 3 days of COVID testing. And then after that, there's a, you know, an indoctrination period. There's physicals and equipment. Now they get all of that anyway. You know, that's not new. But that takes another 2 days. Then there's, you know, 3 or 4 days of indoctrination, and then there's 6 or 7 days of strength and conditioning. Then they finally get on the field for a couple of weeks of padded practices. They call it contact indoctrination period, I believe it is.
Oh wow.
I call it hitting. I call it the Oklahoma drill, but they don't do that anymore. But that's the way it is, and that's the way it has to be in this era. Look, they've taken a lot of the contact out of the training camp in recent years, and now it appears that they're taking even more. And I think in some ways huge, and I've heard other players and coaches comment on this, I think in some ways that's a detriment to the players because they go into the season, especially now without any preseason games, without developing those instincts or redeveloping and refining those instincts that allow you to defend yourself. In other words, you feel the contact coming from the left side, you kind of slide a little bit, or you feel it, it's something you develop over time. if you don't do that, if you don't do that in practice, how do you develop that instinct? I think that's a good point that a lot of people have made.
Yeah, it's almost like you'd rather have some hitting in early August, and then if there's a outbreak, you're able to quarantine, and those that got it developed the antibodies. I'm not a medical professional from everything you've read, but they're going to go with no preseason games and limited contact. The one thing I'd like to see, and I said this about Rob Manfred earlier, and Rod Wood's done a good job in his role with the Tigers, but these sports, these teams, these leagues, I need to hear medical professionals more than I hear commissioners or team presidents or coaches or players talking about where we're at in a pandemic. I need to hear more medical professionals who are on the ground with that team, with that league. I think that will bring a little bit more calm to decision-making.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think just one other thing in the National Football League you're hearing is that players are opting out. You know, there's that you have, I think it's until August 6th is it, huge.
Right,
to
yes.
Decide whether to opt out this year. And you get a stipend, I think, like $350,000. But in particular, a couple of prominent guys, prominent players with the New England Patriots, linebacker Dont'a Hightower, who calls the defensive signals, safety Patrick Chung, who runs the secondary, both have opted out. I think both announced that today. And look, these are guys who've made good money in their careers. I looked it up, $44 million for Hightower, $34 million for Chung. But they're also passing up $8 million by Hightower and $4 million by Chung this year just by reporting. So these players are very, very committed to their health and their welfare and their families. And they both have, you know, family situations that played a factor in their decisions. And you wonder how many more players are going to do that when you see some of the leaders decide to opt out. And I'm not saying they're doing the wrong thing at all. I understand it fully, but it's something that we've never really had to never confronted the National Football League at any given, you know, any particular magnitude before this year.
Yeah, with all the opt-outs centered mostly on the Patriots, the conspiracy theories that go hand in hand with anything the Patriots do on or off the field, that this is a Belichick master plan to get Trevor Lawrence tank the season, and they get their new quarterback in the spring of 2021, Lawrence out of Clemson.
Well, somehow Tank and Bill Belichick just don't seem to match
no,
up for me.
No, I agree. I mean, or film in practice or any of that.
Which one of these three words doesn't match Tank, Bill Belichick? I'll take Tank.
Amen. Michael Hare, DetroitLions.com, training camp, testing underway. You can follow the Lions virtually during training camp at DetroitLions.com. Mike, thanks for the update and stay safe.
Okay, you too, Hugh, and thanks for the plug on the virtual training camp. It's really some great stuff on that website.
Yeah, I was looking at it at DetroitLions.com. It is cool, and you know, considering everything, COVID-19, I think the NFL will be able to power through it. We don't know with college football or at the high school level. We will see what happens. I think in the next week to 10 days, we'll get clarity on that. Mike, we'll stay in touch, my friend.
All right, thanks, Hugh. Thanks for having me.
Michael Hare, DetroitLions.com.